Okay, tonight we'll begin Pirkei Avos with Rabbeinu Yonah, his commentary. The first mishnah, we began a little introduction last night. The first mishnah, which most of us are familiar with, has two parts to it. The first part of the mishnah is the tradition as far as, or the history of the tradition as it was handed down, beginning with Moshe, Kibbol Torah Mesinai, Moshe himself receiving the Torah at Har Sinai. Masali Yoshua, he then took the tradition that he received, as Rabbeinu Yonah learned last night, both the Torah Shebichtav, as well as the Torah Shebaalpeh, the oral and the written law, and he handed it off to Yoshua. Yoshua to the Canaan. Canaan gave it to the Nevi'im, to the prophets, the Nevi'im, Masrul Anshei Knesset HaGadol. And then the Nevi'im gave it to the Anshei Knesset HaGadol, to the men of the Great Assembly, who returned and established the second Beit HaMikdash, the Tefillah of the Siddur, we know, and then many other things. And that's the first half of the mission that follows for us the tradition as to from Moshe down to the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah. What happened at that point? The Mishnah doesn't tell us what happens then, only then begins to tell us what the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah began to say, followed by all the other Tanayim who received the tradition, what they did. So Rabbeinu Yonah takes the line and continues it, and says that after the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah, it continued on generation after generation, until all the Chachamim in Yisrael agreed that it was time for the Torah to be written down, which was otherwise, even though it was an oral law, it was not supposed to be written. Rabbeinu Yonah writes, based on the Gemara and Gittin, that the time came, a process, a pharaoh, or a sucker, they needed to write down the Torah, and they did. And then he borrows the language from the Chumash, which the Torah says, Lo Sigra, that you're not allowed to add, Lo Tosef, Lo Sigra, and then you can't add or detract from any of the mitzvahs of the Torah. The Rabbeinu Yonah borrows that line and says, when the Chazal decided to write down not only the Mishnah, but the Gemara, they then sealed it, and then one could not add or detract from it. The Torah Shebaal Peh became a sealed book as far as what the actual Chazal is, and there's obviously thousands upon thousands of works that have been written after that, but it's all now, this is the Gemara. The Gemara is sealed, and that's on a certain authority, on a certain plane, and then everything else is after that. The Sefer Rabbeinu Yonah was sealed, and now one cannot add or detract from what is known as the original, as we have it, Gemara and Mishnah. That Masorah was then handed off from that generation all the way down to the Gaonim, he says, from one Gaon to the next Gaon, until today, one Rav to the next Rav, in an oral tradition. I would imagine a key in what the Rabbeinu Yonah is referring to is the idea that even with the Gemara being translated into English in the art school, that you cannot learn Gemara on your own. If you didn't have a Rebbe, you didn't have somebody to teach you to continue the concept of an oral law being passed on from one generation to the next, you can't just pick up an art scroll and think that you're going to understand that which is going on. And until today, says Rabbeinu Yonah, there's the continuing of the tradition of the Masorah is handed off in the Mishnah. Once the Mishnah presents us how the Masorah went, all the way down to the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah, the Mishnah then teaches us what they said. Heim amru shlosha dvarim, the Mishnah says. Now it's fascinating, we're familiar with this Mishnah, this is the first Mishnah, everybody learns the first Mishnah, Pirkei Avos. One would think that the very first statement in Pirkei Avos, teaching us the book of Midos, of what Chazal want from us, if you had to choose like from the famous statements of Pirkei Avos, we probably would have gone to Mishnah Beis, of Shlosha Dvarim HaOlam Omeid, on three things the Torah stands, Torah, Avodah, Gemilas HaSodah. Everybody knows that Mishnah, what a classic, famous Mishnah. But that's not the very first thing we find. The very first thing we find that the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah would teach us in Pirkei Avos, Hevi Mesunim B'din. Be deliberate. One should wait. One should be patient. One should take time. And when one is a judge, and one has to render a psak, has to render a decision, one should be deliberate in din. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, first of all, what exactly does that mean? He says it's a halacha that anyone who has to render any type of decision is forbidden from paskening b'machshava rishona. Can't take your first thought and paskin based on that. A very popular culture book recently came out from Malcolm Gladwell called Blink. The entire book is about how we make these instantaneous decisions. We see something, and based on our history and on our experience and on our training, we make an instantaneous decision based on what we see. And that's a whole book about when we're right and when we're wrong and which factors affect if we will be right or if we won't be right. And a whole book about that. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, well, the first thing that Chazal want us to know, the very first thing is, you are not permitted to ever judge a case. If you have to make a decision, you cannot do so on your machshava rishona. And he writes, someone who paskins and is memaher lahoros and is too quick to paskin, and he makes a mistake, even though his intention was to be a don emes, to judge correctly, if you make a mistake because you judge too quickly, you're called a posheya in halacha. You're not a shogig, you're not inadvertent, you're not accidental, you are negligent. He writes, because mistakes are mutzli bidei adam. Human beings make mistakes. That's what happens. Svara Shnia, your second thought process, the time if you sit on it, if you think about it again, you're most of Svara al Svaroso, most of Pilpul al Pilpulu, he wrote, you increase thought, you increase this argument and that argument, you'll come to a bigger understanding. And if you think that you could render a decision on your first thought, when you're wrong, and it will happen, he writes, because human beings make a mistake, you're a poshea. That's, you can't, I made a mistake. There's not a mistake. That's negligence if you ever pass in or make a decision and it was on a first thought without thinking about it sufficiently. One has to be lahachmit ha-machshava, you're right, using the language borrowing from chomet, letting it sit and ferment. A person's machshava has to become chomet. You have to let it sit and ferment until a person comes to a correct decision, which is, and as much as the Mishnah is talking to a judge, this is talking to all of us. This is the first thing that Chazal wants us to know. When we make decisions in life, it's matzli hatos. Making mistakes is very commonplace amongst human beings. And a person has to be deliberate and has to think things through, has to weigh things from different sides and different options and get other opinions until they're able to make an appropriate decision. And why is this first? This is the first thing, says Rabbeinu Yonah, that we need to know. The first thing is that the Mesunim Badin, to be deliberate in judgment. You don't have the din of Torah and Gemilas Chasodim and Avodah. First statement is to be deliberate, says Rabbeinu Yonah, because a person should be bothered by a question of how is it possible for a person to come karov l'da'at es Hashem? How can a person come to understand Hashem? It's min ha-nimne, it's impossible, he writes. So he writes the answer to that is through din, through understanding judgment, because Hashem deals with judgment, and one who then deals with judgment and gets judgment correctly, through that will actually come to know Hashem. And he quotes various psukim which describe the idea of Hashem being an osa mishpat and only wanting from us to do mishpat. And he concludes with a medrash. The medrash writes, right before Lifnei Aseret HaDibros, what does the Torah write? V'shaftu Asa'an B'chol Eish. Right before the Torah describes Aseret HaDibros, it describes Moshe judging the people all the time. V'achar Kach, and what does it write right after the Aseret HaDibros? Eila HaMishpatim. Before the Aseret HaDibros is Mishpat, after the Aseret HaDibros is Mishpat. That is the medrash, just quoted by Rabbi Yonah, a marshal to a princess who travels with armed guards before her and after her to protect her. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, judgment is the armed guard before and after the essence of the Torah, which is the essence of Hashem Himself protecting it. Eves tikka mishpat, when you're correct, when you're honest, when you're correct in dealing with that, that is what protects the essence of Hashem. And therefore, to know Hashem, one has to know judgment, one has to know justice, one has to know truth, and therefore one has to be mesunim b'din. One has to be very deliberate to make sure to get to it because you're protecting the king. You're surrounding the king, and the greatest way to know Hashem is to be an osa mishpat, ohev mishpat, the oyev staka, to be able to be on both sides. And therefore, the first thing that Chazal has to tell us is when you render a judgment, make sure you're deliberate to make sure that you get it right.